God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and today is your greatest day, and I am so thankful to God, so thankful for, you know, what he really teaches us within, and really we can go to God at every point, at every moment, and really just trust that he does have this perfect plan, and that when we keep our focus on God, we keep our focus on, you know, what God has us to do, then he is able to bring. But when our focus comes, you know, out of focus, or we be curious about the outside world, then distractions come in, and then our mind can get really hazy. So it's up to us to really just keep our eyes upon God, keep our eyes upon, you know, the practices of what God is encouraging us to do. And, you know, some days can, if you let it, if you become distracted, if you become hazy-minded, then when you let that happen, then some days can be difficult to even do, you know, the practices. But when you make that decision and you say to yourself, okay, no matter how I feel, no matter how my mind feels right now, I'm really going to push in. I'm going to make that decision. I'm going to push in. I'm really going to go to God, because God has the answer. We don't have the answer. We may feel every now and then, you know, that we're right and this is really, really dead on right. But actually, we can be off. That's why it's so important. Very, very important to have that one-on-one time with God, to have that focus on what God has us to do. And that could look like really simple practices, you know? That could look, but the most simplest thing that God gives us is going to have the greatest effect. You know, it's like the small habit patterns that we have, that we can build every day, and each day we build, is going to make a big difference. It's up to us to, you know, set our minds on God. Why is God asking us? Why is God encouraging us to do these things? Why is God encouraging us to, you know, do the daily things with him? Because he knows the world, he knows the world right now, he knows what you need as an individual, what you need and what I need may be completely different. You know, you might not be as distracted as I am, you might not be, you know, you might not live the life that we all lead. Very different lives. We have different dynamics, different people around us, and that's why it's so important to stay tight-knit with the people that are really going to serve us and do us good. You know, make sure you have the right people around you. Make sure you have the people who have got agape love around you. There's no there's no point in wasting time with people who are just acquaintances. People who haven't got your true interest in heart. People who don't actually really love you. You know, there's many people out there who can pretend. There's many people out there who actually haven't got your back. And, you know, I love it when I do the confessions. And, you know, it says, my enemies come before me one way and they flee before me seven ways, and God is maybe wiser than my enemies. You know, because that is so important. That is so important that we know that God is on our side and he's made us wiser. He's made us, you know, see things and be aware of you know what we do and how we live around people, because you know God will show up and you might think that people may really have your back, and then the true colours start to show, the things start to show up. But that doesn't mean, and even if you've made mistakes and you know it doesn't mean that God can really do mighty things to protect you. So really understand that God is your protector, that God wants the best for you, that you can move forward. You can move forward in faith. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And but what are you seeing within your mind? Are you seeing faith? Are you seeing fear? Are you living right now? How are you living? How are you waking up? Are you waking up in joy? Or are you waking up like all your mind being really, you know, hazy and your emotions everywhere and you're frustrated? Or are you actually really living in such a way that is going to prove God himself, you know, who's going to really change you? That transformation is a change from the inside. I actually seen something earlier. It's so very true that getting fit isn't just, because obviously if you're new here or obviously everyone knows who I am, if you're not new here, I'm very much into my running and very much into my gym. I love it. But if your mind isn't straight, then getting fit just isn't, you know, getting healthy is nowhere near just to do with going for a run. That's, you know, 10% of what God, you know, showed me to do. But what is the other bit that God is showing you to do? What is the things that really you should be doing to elevate, you know, elevate your life, to elevate your whole entire being? What is it? What is it that really is going to light up your life? What is it that is going to really give you, you know, that importance within your heart? And really, when I look at this, I'm very glad I went through the journey I've been through this year, because, you know, within the running, it was really great. But really, was that like, and it gave me some type of release for a short amount of time. But it wasn't, you know, the all and end all. That it wasn't. That was physical. It was partly spiritual, but what I've said, that is not the spiritual practices. And if you fall back on the spiritual practices, you're going to fall down. So God wants you to ensure that you are really, you know, dwelling in, speaking in tongues, you know. And this isn't a religious way, this is in a way of, I know this is really going to help me. I know that this is really going to do something within me that no man can take. You know, what God gives, no man can take. So when you recognise that, when you recognise that the things that God gives is so much more important than anything in this world, you know, speaking in tongues, you know, and then the confessions, what you're saying. So if your mind is really filled with negatives and your mind is feeling defeated right now, really my encouragement is to really get back on top of the confession. Get back on top of the confession. step back to recognising, what are you thinking? What am I saying to myself? What is my thoughts been like for this past, you know, however long, couple of months? How have I been, what have I let in? Who have I let in? You know, God isn't a respecter of persons. He just wants you to practice the way He wants you to practice to ensure that you're on the highest level. The highest level of spirituality, of connection of Him. You know, highest level of that spiritual mind. So you're really aware. You're self-aware. You're spiritually aware. You're knowing. You know, you are really knowing the things, and your eyes are open. You know, you're not blinded. You know, there's many people in this world who once were blinded, and we once were blind, but now we can see. But are you letting yourself having hazy vision? Are you letting your mind take, your carnal mind take over? You know, are you letting that be more dominant than your spiritual mind? Because it is, then you need to really ask yourself, okay, this is how I've been thinking, this is how I've been seeking. So my life has gone a certain way because I've been thinking and seeking a certain way. So if that's the case, then what's the encouragement? When you feel this way, what's the encouragement? What's the encouragement when you feel your life is very much, you know, in a bit of limbo? You just get back on, you get back saying what you want and not what you see. Really, it goes back to Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision, knowing what you want. Because if you don't know what you want, you don't know what you're going to confess, you don't actually know. So when you really desire something, you're going to do your utmost best to try and get it. So if you really desire, you know, I was asked the question the other day, what really excites you, or what are you really interested in the Word of God? And I said the mind, because I find it very interesting. I see people around me whose mind is still very mixed up, and I also was in that place and can let myself get in that place if I don't get down the practices. And I also see very many people who have really transformed their mind. And I find it very interesting how that transformation happens. And I feel God is really just speaking and saying, the confession, really putting your whole mind, your whole thought, you know, everything, putting everything into that. And what you need is right where God is. So recognizing, actually, this thought isn't from God. This is how I do get back on top. This is how I do get my faith back up. You know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. So really recognizing again what you hear and what you listen to, who you hang around with, what you associate with, is what you're going to become. So if you're around carnality, which sometimes is, you can't help that, then you're going to be carnal. But if you're around spiritual people, you really build your faith, and you really desire to live by faith and not by sight, then really get around the right people who are going to be really seeking those life-filled words into you. It's going to really... Who's really going to give you the right words, the right encouragement? Who's going to really show you things that the world can't? Because the world tries to dampen faith because they don't understand it. It's not their fault.
But you can uplift your faith. You can give. You know, you are a giver. So, like, spiritually, you are a giver to give. Spiritually, you have all things. But it's up to you to put that mindset right. It's up to you to really listen. You know, really listen and really do. So, that was my encouragement this evening. And I hope you enjoyed it. So, God bless you.